Well, hello there. It is 3:15 Pacific Standard Time. We're in Oregon still. We're going to the mountain pass. No service up here for a while. Figured I would record. Still loving being behind a yellow truck. Very happy with Penske so far. They are the more expensive company, but you get what you pay for, right? And I feel like it's going to be a good, safe trip to this.
We're driving through mountains, and
there's snow. Just passing through Waldo Lake. Driving up, 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 up. And so Marty told me about an hour ago they had to go to the restroom. And I was like, okay, cool. And 15 minutes later, he's like, oh, I don't have to go. Just stop whenever you're ready, though. So there's a rest area coming up. And we
pass it, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I call him,
and I go, did you not see the exit? He goes, no, I don't have to go that bad. Let's just keep going. I was like, all right. He's like, yeah, I'm going to stop somewhere at the top of the mountain. I was like, okay, cool. 15 minutes later, we pass another lake, or like a, you know, like a, not a rest area, but like a camp area or something, like a turnout where there's a little restroom. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, he's going to stop there. Nope, he didn't stop there either. And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to go to the top of the mountain. He's going to pee off the side of the mountain, which works great for him, but not so much for me. Now, granted, I told him I didn't have to go. However, men, seriously, if your wife says she's good, it doesn't mean she doesn't have to go. It means that I don't have to go right now, so wait till you have to go. Like, enough to where we have to stop. Because I don't want to stop until we have to, right? But that's what he did. He stopped at the top of the mountain, pulled off to the side of the road, and I'm like, okay, listen, here's the thing. I didn't communicate that well to you. You just know from now on, if you have to go to the bathroom, I'm just going to always go. So that way we don't have to stop for another long time. Stop somewhere where we can both go. And I did look at those little female urinal things, and I watched a little review on YouTube about it. They're called the Shivi, or there's other ones too, where they're like plastic, and you can pee standing up, and I'm just like, I am not doing that. It's just not going to work. I just know it. So, we've got a little elevation. My ears are popping. Lots of snow up here.
Not lots,
but it's built up on the sides of the room. Anyway, so I said, next time when you have to go to that bathroom, I'm just going to go because I'm a mom. That's what we've trained our bodies to do, right? We stop somewhere. I'm just going to go. Just let him stop for a while. Anyway, so we're still climbing the mountain. And we're on our way to Klamath Falls, which happens to be where my son's friend lives, where he's got some stuff. So I'm going to pick up some stuff from him. And we're going to probably grab something to eat and possibly meet one of my friends, a girl who I have known on Facebook for many years. And she's followed me, and I've followed her. And she started the Epic business with me back in, I think, October. So if it works out, we're going to stop and say hi. It's pretty awesome. I'm going to say hi, take a picture, all that good stuff. Anyway, so when we stopped for him to go to the bathroom, we noticed, so we have one of our cats in one pen and another cat in a crate. One cat's in a crate in his truck and one's in the back with mine with the litter box. And I said, hey, look, Meow Meow, which is the one that was in mine, she went to the bathroom. She went poop and pee. So I was like, let's switch the cats out. So I also, scoop the poop and pee chunk out, throw it over the mountain. Probably terrible, right? Bad for the environment or something. And had clean litter. Put Bali back in the one in mine. Put Meow Meow in the crate. It's like, we are good. This is a great way to do it. Because if you have both cats in the pen together, sometimes they're not happy with that. So nice enough, though, is that Bali is quiet in the back. I put a blanket over most of her crate, left some of it open so she can breathe a little bit. But, oh, Odell Lake. There's
a beautiful
lodge, and there's a ski area, Willamette Pass ski area, Willamette Summit. I didn't know there was a ski area up here. Hello. So, anyway, we're going to go to Klamath Falls. We'll be there around 5 o'clock, have some dinner, and then we'll be in Reno by, I think, about 10 o'clock, where my brother and my sister-in-law live. And we're going to stay the night there and then head to Vegas the next day. Super excited. I'm so ready to just be in the warmth all the time. It's so, so beautiful here, but I just can't do the cold and the snow and There's so much of that here. But I have to admit, there are pictures that I have taken already being up here of the snow. I like looking at it. I don't want to be out in it. But it is beautiful. And so are the trees. The trees are amazing. Such a beautiful place. And I really feel like April is a good month to start something new. Start fresh. Everything feels new and fresh. Like, we've been a year in this crazy new world that we've created, right? And I think that the human collective, we all are so connected, and we all are in a place where we're doing better mentally, emotionally, some of us physically. And, ooh, that lake over there is gorgeous. That must be Odell Lake, I guess. Anyway, I think that it's time for major changes and shifts and happiness and joy. Finding joy in this new version of what our world is, you know, like joy is such a huge thing. You can't make yourself be happy. Nobody can make you happy. You can choose joy, and happiness follows. If you choose joy in everything that you do and everything that you experience, you find the reasons to be grateful for each thing that happens. I think it is possible to have a very good life and be very grateful for where you are. I'm so excited about our new adventure. I'm so excited that my chickens are so quiet. You guys have 3 chickens right behind me. And they're all just chill and quiet. And I just realized, I look back and I just realized I have all our guns in my car. I have a shotgun right behind me. It's not loaded, but that's weird. Marty didn't even tell me that I was going to have a shotgun and a rifle right behind me. Such a dork. Anyway, I need to think about that one before we get to California. No, we're not going to drive through California. Okay, so we're good. California's crazy about gun laws, and I'm not a crazy gun person, but we do like to have our own personal firearms. I have been trained. I have been officially, professionally trained, so don't you worry your little head. I just literally looked back to see how close the chickens were. And I'm like, oh, there's my shotgun and rifle. Okay. It's good to know. Anyway, such a beautiful day. Wow. I was thinking about just releasing and relieving yourself of all the burdens in your life and how important that is, just to release and enjoy what's in front of you. And don't think too much about the future. That's one thing about what we're doing right now. Marty and I, we don't think too far in the future. We don't plan far in the future. We don't do anything that takes a lot of effort and planning, if that makes sense. Like, I mean, I just can't ever commit that far ahead, you know, other than maybe a couple months ahead of time. And it's so good to just release the burdens that we feel when we stress too much about how our life's going to go, how our kids are going to grow up, and just live in the moment. And that's so cliche sounding, but it's so important, you guys. Just live in the moment, be where you are, be grateful for who you do have in your life. If you've lost loved ones, you know, you can always reach out to me to connect to them, but just know that they're okay and be grateful for the time you had with them. Just thinking about right now where you are. And if you have loved ones that you can't connect with, just know you always can. But know that they're fine. And their path and their journey here, it's just done. And that's okay. It wasn't supposed to completely parallel your life. It was just meant to kind of connect for a while. A year, 2 years, 10 years, 40 years, and then their path veered off a different way. So that's good. You got to have that time with them. Just like our experience in Onsville, Oregon for the last year. We've been there for almost a year. And I have several friends who keep going, I wish you were staying. I wish you weren't leaving. I'm so bummed that you're leaving. Most of my friends, though, say, we are really sad that you're leaving, but we're so excited for what you're going to be doing. We're so excited to see your adventures. We want to come visit you in Florida. But I look at it and I go, gosh, you guys, like, we had a year that was completely unexpected, not really wanted, but ended up really enjoying because I work really diligently on being grateful for where I am and what I'm doing at all times. Not expecting things, maybe not even wanting things, but some things are just meant to work out the way they do, and you just gotta go with it. You just flow. Life is so much easier if you just flow. But we had a whole year of meeting new friends that we got to spend a lot of time with, and seeing old friends, and having a whole year of seeing them and being around them a lot and enjoying the time with them. One of my best friends, her name is Eva, and she had the most beautiful little baby while we were there in Oregon. Her little baby was born earlier this year, and she's so gorgeous. And I got to see her with, like, I think she was a week old, and we got to see her and hold her and love on her. And I wouldn't have been able to do that had our plans worked out the way that we expected them to last year. Like, we would be in Arizona right now. That was the plan a year ago. But instead, here we are. We've had a year in Oregon. We kept being brought back to Oregon. And now we're on our way to Florida because we had this whim. And this woman who I know and I love and I adore, and she's a medium and an astrologer. She's been doing it for like 50 years or something crazy like that. Maybe 40, 50, I don't know, long time. Her name is Eileen. She lives in Bend. And I did some classes with her a couple years ago. And she said to me and Marty, we paid for a reading with her. I'll do that once in a while. I love her. She's very trustworthy and enjoyable. And I don't know, I just really enjoy having that once or twice a year where we check in. It's almost, sometimes it'll be Marty and me, sometimes it'll just be me, but it's just nice to have someone that you can just go to and just kind of run through your thoughts together, you know? And she said, I can see why you're drawn to Florida, because it's a water state. It's a Pisces, I think she said. And she goes, you guys are both Cancers, which is a water sign. I don't really know or understand or necessarily care if other people believe that much about astrology and all that, but it does make sense. Most of it makes sense. And so when she said that, I thought, that must be why I'm always so drawn to water. Even though I don't necessarily go in the water, I don't go swimming in the ocean, or I don't want to do any water sports. I just like to look at it. I want to be close to it. Like, I need to touch it and put my feet in it and walk in the sand. And I'm so looking forward to that. And I'm not going to be one of those people that go to Florida and then never go to the beach. Like, we're going to be an hour away from one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. And I'm planning on being there often, at least multiple times a month. So anyway, hope you're all having a lovely day. It's such a beautiful day here. It's just still just gorgeous. There is nothing like Oregon in the springtime / summertime. Summer can get pretty hot, but man, the spring here is just gorgeous. It's just still chilly. And it rains a lot. Like 9 months out of the year, it rains here constantly. So looking forward to being where, even if it rains, because it will rain, even if it rains, it's going to be beautiful, warm weather. Just need my body to be warm. Anyway, all right, I'll check in again later.